Third try's a charm.
We did it. Ed, you are on the air. Thank you for being part of Juno Afternoon today. I think we have some good news and some bad news about the conference, and maybe talking a little bit about getting our gardens prepped here as we move forward.
Coming.
Okay. Tell us, so unfortunately, it sounds like the garden conference has been canceled. Is that right?
Yes, we did. I mean, out of social responsibility, and we had lots and lots of comments and questions. Is it going to go on? And then, of course, the latest recommendations are no big gatherings and no medium gatherings and maybe no small gatherings. So we're just going to have to gather out in the garden and talk about gardens.
Right. It seems to me like maybe that's a really safe and socially distanced place to be.
Yeah, I mean, if folks want to come over to my garden, I can set them up 6 feet apart away from me to pull weeds, and I'll give them fruit or vegetables. We've got room.
That's so generous of you to offer, Ed.
I've had a couple of takers, but not nearly enough.
I like it. All right, so thinking about gardening, what are you doing right now to get ready for the season? We had some warmth over the weekend to get us inspired.
Oh, yeah, and then more coming. So I'm at Joe Orsi's house, was just visiting with him in his big greenhouse where he's got overwintering kale and garlic sprouting. And we're heading shortly, we're loading up ladders and tools to my house where we're going to be covering my expanded 16 by 48 greenhouse tomorrow so that we can get serious about it. Got just in the early stages, gotten seeds that I want, and they're just getting ready to start seeds. So for the earliest stuff to start, like onions and shallots, this would be a good time to start celery and parsnips, herbs, stuff that really takes a long time to get to a size for transplanting. And again, if you look at the garden seed packets, will usually tell you how long ahead to start plants ahead of the frost-free date. And depending on where folks live, downtown frost-free may be late April, and sometimes at my house too. And if you live up in the upper end of the valley, it may be June 1st. So you kind of count back. If it says 6 weeks to transplanting into the garden, you just count back from that date. But if you have greenhouses or build some hoop houses, anything using clear plastic to warm the soil and warm the air over the soil, then you can start pushing the season. And that's what it's really all about.
All right. So for those of us that don't have greenhouses, you mentioned starting stuff like onions and shallots and herbs. Where in our homes or our garages or wherever should we be doing this, and how?
Sure. So at least now we finally had, we should hit 12 hours of day length tomorrow, a couple days before the official first day of spring, the equinox. So we can do it in sunny windows. If folks are doing that get some clean new potting soil and wash if you're recycling pots, wash the pots with a little bit of, sanitizer, 10% bleach solution. Don't get too much of that on your hands if you can help it. And then fill the pots, get those into waterproof trays that would go on your windowsill. And you can cover them over with a little bit of clear plastic to help keep them a little warmer, like a mini greenhouse inside, essentially. Then from there, what will happen once they sprout, give them a little bit of liquid fertilizer, very diluted, like quarter strength or half strength compared to what it says on the containers. And you'll probably have to rotate the trays because the plants will tend to grow toward the light. And so if they grow up and then they're leaning way over, you need to rotate them 180 degrees. And that will help strengthen the plants too, if you do that. The other alternative is setting up some plant lights, which can be the old style fluorescent cool white bulbs or the special new, there's lots and lots of LED fixtures and bulbs available, which work extremely well and use less power. So set those up in a place, say in the 60s to low 70s temperature-wise in your house on a rack, and those lights will need to be close, like 2 to 4 inches from the top of the pots or the top of the plants. And again, you have a timer, and set the timer for 12 to 14 hours at least. So they get a good amount of a good length of light to start to sprout and grow, and then keep them growing and make sure to water them and do all the other stuff eventually to before transplanting them outside and carefully harden them off to gradually get used to outside conditions before they go into the ground permanently.
All right. So you personally, Ed, what are a couple of your favorite things to grow here in Juneau?
Well, potatoes are probably one of the easiest. Luckily, you know, with all the hoo-ha-raw here about our supply chain and all that, I grow potatoes. I've got a root cellar. I have a couple hundred pounds of potatoes. I'm good till July for potatoes. Carrots are essential. I mean, carrots are one of my favorites. And we got lots of carrots left from last fall in my spare garage refrigerator. Beautiful, crisp, and tasty. There's still some parsnips in the ground, which will be harvested as the snow disappears and then the ground thaws. Certainly, we grow lots of greens, lettuces, and Swiss chard, and red Russian kale, our favorites. Got to have edible pod peas, snow peas, snap peas, and beets, and garlic. Well, the garlic is already growing from, it was planted last October. So that's a few of the many, and tomatoes and cucumbers in the greenhouses also.
All right. This week on Juneau Afternoon, Ed, I'm hoping to check in with different people around the community who are finding ways to make the best of social distancing and doing sort of healthy activities here in the community. You've spoken to this before, but just sort of how much you enjoy gardening and just the process of being outside. Can you touch on that again, please?
Oh, just, yeah, being in the greenhouse on the days that aren't as sunny and night. We were outside yesterday working down to shirt sleeves, outdoors in the sunshine, preparing the greenhouse for covering, the frame for covering. And then on those sunny days when it's warm, there is a lounge chair inside the greenhouse, and it should have a little cooler beside it for whatever sort of beverages are needed to take a break from gardening, from planting, from just getting your hands in the dirt. That's truly what it's all about.
Right.
But growing food is even better, and flowers, lots of flowers too.
How would you describe that sort of sense of fulfillment that comes from harvesting your own food?
Oh, I mean, I so much enjoy, well, feeding myself, feeding our family. I mean, some of the stuff we ship food, garlic and potatoes to our kids down in California and grandkids, but then sharing it with our friends and neighbors, I think that's one of the most important things we can do. Again, right now, the way things are going, there's some empty shelves in the grocery stores we see, although there's lots of produce. I mean, it looks good there at least. And, you know, stuff keeps growing. The cows are still producing milk. Not mine, though. chickens are producing eggs. I swap vegetables for eggs when I can. So that's out there. And flowers, yeah. And the flower, I mean, just giving a bouquet of flowers to somebody else is really great, too, that we've grown ourselves.
All right, Ed, if somebody has questions about gardening, how can they get a hold of you?
They can call me. And, of course, the other thing, too, they can call me. I'll give you my cell phone number. It is 209-8905. I'm happy to talk on the phone. Personally, I'd rather talk than text. There's a hint for folks. But also, Matt Fuller and I are going to be starting up this week, Thursday, on our morning garden program, too. So you can also get a hold of Matt through K2, give him questions, leave him with questions that we will then talk about that week or the next week also. So that's a good way we can do, and we're normally trying to talk about seasonal stuff, what's growing, what should you be doing, what you'd be harvesting, how to grow, and, you know, there's some new pests, the bears are out, or whatever else is happening. And then there's the odd stuff like, that we may have just seen, you know, natural alternatives to toilet paper, all the moss that's out here in the forest. Use it, you know, harvest in small quantities. And of course you probably don't want to use that in your, it's not so flushable as some I have heard, but, you know, there, look, got to have a, can't take life too seriously, right?
And looking forward, Ed, thinking of sort of the garden community, anything on the calendar, or should we just expect to be in our yards and maybe at the community garden going forward into the spring?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, we're still planning, the Master Gardeners are still planning, and others, for the Saturday, big Saturday plant sale before Mother's Day. That's subject to change because it is a big gathering. I mean, we have hundreds of people at that. So that, it may or may not take place. We'll see. Okay. And same later on in the summer where we have garden tours to happen. But the Master Gardeners do have a website, and we are going to try to be posting information about gardening on that website. It is seak-mastergardeners.org. So they can look there, and they can even ask questions through the website, leave questions for a gardener to answer. So there, the information is out there, and lots of stuff is online through the Cooperative Extension Service, too. Lots of their different pamphlets on growing everything from potatoes and strawberries and raspberries and carrots and beets and rhubarb and all the rest of that, too. Yeah, rhubarb is starting to sprout, too.
Okay. Ed Byarski, could you give us the website once more, please?
Yes, for the Master Gardeners, it is www.seak-mastergardeners.org.
All right, and your cell phone number is 209-8905 for questions?
Correct.
All right, sir, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners before you get back to the greenhouse?
Oh, I know. We can't. You know, we're not supposed to hug our friends and shake hands and all that sort of thing. But at least, you know, give them a bag of something tasty, or hopefully teach them the garden, or invite them over to help garden and getting the hands dirty. Kids got to get into the soil. It should make them healthier people.
All right, Ed Byarski, thanks for being on Juno Afternoon today.
You're very welcome.
Garden party to reminisce with my old friends, a chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party,